From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Donald Trump has told a lot of people that they are fired. Now, it seems he'd like to say the same to President Obama. Trump has been making the rounds on TV and in key states to explain that he may just possibly be interested in running for president. Many voters are taking his aspirations seriously, but does Trump take them seriously? Here's NPR's media correspondent David Folkenflik.
When Barack Obama, then a senator, ran for president the first time, Republicans took out ads calling him a celebrity. Donald Trump doesn't run away from that epithet. He embraces it. His NBC show is called Celebrity Apprentice, for crying out loud.
You're very talented. You're very unique. You're an amazing guy. And Gary, you're fired.
Trump says he'll bring that same kind of no-nonsense business acumen to, say, the Saudis over oil. This to ABC News.
Oh, it's so easy, George. It's so easy. It's all about the messenger.
Ah, yes, the messenger. The developer has put together epic deals, but several of his companies have endured bankruptcy, the latest just 2 years ago, and he is a frontman with just a slender stake in many of the casinos and buildings that bear his name. Trump is a showman at heart, and he's flirted with politics before. Back on New Year's Eve 1999, Trump spoke with NBC's Tom Brokaw, who asked that question.
And does that mean that you're going to run for president, or has this just been putting your toe in the water or gaining a little more publicity for the Trump empire?
Well, I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it seriously, Tom.
Would we take P.T. Barnum seriously if he wandered into a straw poll in Iowa? I turned for guidance to political reporter Jonathan Weissman of The Wall Street Journal. Weissman pointed me to polls showing Trump toward the front of the Republican pack.
You know, it's not really for you to decide, David, who to take seriously. It's really up to the voters. And if you go to New Hampshire, if you go to Iowa, and you talk to Republican primary voters, you'll be surprised how many people are taking him seriously.
On the other hand, Trump hates scrutiny from the press. He once unsuccessfully sued a guy who wrote he was worth only $250 million, and Trump is very aware of the financial disclosures required of actual candidates. He's made little effort to build an on-the-ground campaign. But Weissman says Trump has other cards to play.
If you go on to the Iowa Republican Party's website, type it up.
Okay, here we go. Ho! Right there.
There you go.
I instantly saw a huge picture of Trump, hair, teeth, and all, advertising his appearance at a June fundraiser. The party's phones lit up the day it was announced, but Weissman said you can't separate Trump's numbers from his fame.
Inevitably, in an interview, he will slip in a reference to Celebrity Apprentice. You never know whether this is all about boosting the ratings for Celebrity Apprentice or really boosting the ratings for Donald Trump, the presidential candidate.
That show would have to go away if Trump formally announced. For now, Trump is enjoying himself, boasting about his wealth and tormenting senior Republican figures. For instance, Trump has given new life to the so-called birther movement by saying he sent PIs to Hawaii to investigate President Obama's birth there, despite a bounty of evidence proving it. George Stephanopoulos of ABC News pressed Trump about that the other day.
Obviously, Obama and his minions, they have co-opted you. And by the way, this is not a big focus of my campaign.
Not a big part of his campaign? It's a rallying cry in his TV interviews and public appearances, such as this Tea Party event last week in Florida.
Obama is unwilling or unable to show his birth certificate.
So look, if you're intrigued by a self-promoter with a Tea Party philosophy who's best known for plying his trade in the heart of Manhattan, you have your candidate. I'm talking about the guy typically found strumming a guitar while wearing just a pair of leather boots, a pair of briefs, and a wide-brimmed hat.
My name is Robert Burke. I'm better known as the Naked Cowboy. I would just like to say from the heart that I believe my life story is a testament to America's promise of individual liberty.
Burke says he's running, so that already puts him a step ahead of Trump. The Donald, the ball is in your court. David Folkenflik, NPR News, New York.